three concepts which will eliminate self-limiting beliefs right now on the Get Uncomfortable podcast show.
This podcast is where comfort killers like myself explain useful, practical, and conscious strategies to help individuals all over the globe get up, get out, and get it done. Comfort is our number one enemy. Being comfortable is for average, ordinary, status quo folks who live their lives through social filters and under normal circumstances. Comfort killers walk a different path. We set big goals and accomplish them, achieve greatness through purposeful action, and share our experience to help save many. Get the heck off the hamster wheel and get uncomfortable already.
It's time to get up. It's time to get out. Up. It's time get to get it out. Done. Get it done.
It's time to get on.
Let you get uncomfortable with it. You know what I mean? It's time to get
uncomfortable. Hey, I remember when I had self-talk that was so negative that no wonder I didn't attain any of my goals. I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name. And today is Thursday, 11/3/2016, man. This year is blazing by. Just to give you a hint on my goals this month, I'm not eating meat. No, I am not eating meat. I needed to sacrifice something. Meat was the easiest thing that I could think of. It was actually a quick thing. I realized that, you know, once I devour some meat, once I ate that great steak, once I poured that chicken through my mouth and enter my esophagus, a little bit after that, I started feeling a little drag. Throughout the day, I feel drag. Even pasta and what is that thing? Bread and potato, all those things cause that drag because it takes a lot of energy for your digestive system to actually break these things down so you could pass through. Pass through, right? But the deal is, I notice these things. The body always talks to you and is waiting for a demand. And the demand, of course, is, man, you're using so much energy to break down this meat, pasta, potatoes, and starch, carbs, that I want you to lighten up this energy because I need to go a full day without feeling this drag. So today is three concepts which will eliminate self-limiting beliefs. I received an email roughly a week and a half ago, just before I went to Cleveland, and it was from Mike Tawai, T-A-W-I-A-H. Hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. Mike Tawai is the founder, and his life mission is to help you become the best version of yourself. He is a trusted author on the number one self-growth website, which is selfgrowth.com, and has had articles featured on websites with hundreds of thousands of views and has written over 90 articles at his blog, Invincible Mentality. That's what he's founded, InvincibleMentality.com. The name is freaking awesome. Where he shares his insights on topics such as fears, insecurities, success, health, and happiness. He could be reached at Mike@InvincibleMentality.com. So Mike Tawai, and I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. It's such an awesome name. He has three concepts. He wrote for the Comfort Killers. He wrote for the website. He wrote an article for it. Fresh, custom article. I love it, actually. And these are the type of self-talk that we give when we are living in this state of negativity, when we're living into this powerless, this, you know, you don't have self-worth. These type of states, you say, I just can't do that. And again, you say, it's just not meant for me. Or the biggest one of them all, it's impossible. And sometimes we don't even say that to ourselves. We say it to someone else, right? When they come up with their old big dreams and big goals and big objectives, big targets, you're quick to say it's impossible. You're putting your own self-limiting beliefs on someone else. So what I want to do today is go over these three concepts with you and allow you to enjoy it. For the full article, I encourage you to jump on the website, thecomfortkillers.com. While you're there, subscribe to the newsletter, subscribe to the mailing list. I'm doing a November push for that. I'm pushing for more subscribers because there's so much content, premium content, that we're going to be releasing just for our newsletter subscribers. So I'm pushing that for November, and I want you to join and subscribe. So definitely go on the website for that. And while you're there, check out the full article by Mike. And, of course, reach out to him on invinciblementality.com, which is awesome. So I'm just going to go ahead and read into the first, the introduction for the article, and then we could just go into the talk, and I will give you my basis, you know, without pulling from his words. I want you to go there and get his own words behind it, but I love the three concepts, and I want to give you my own examples of how this came about in my life and how I defeated it. So I bet you've said one of the above at some point in your life, which were, it's just not meant to be. It's impossible. I just can't do that. Don't worry. I have two, a lot, but it's understandable, right? You may say some goals are so unrealistic for someone that there is no point in even trying. I used to think this too until I realized, and realized it's spelled with an S, not a Z, because Mr. Mike is from the UK, and I love it. I left it in there. My little WordPress, my word processor said, "You're spelling something wrong, Stace." And I said, "Hell no, it's right." So I used to think this too until I realized three underlying concepts, which made me realize that seemingly impossible goals are in fact very much achievable by you. Before we start, I want to do something. I want you to do something. Write down one goal that you dream to achieve. It could be to lose weight, to start your own business, or even to be a millionaire. I'm going to even X that out right now. I'm going to put billionaire, right? Now, write down 20 reasons why you won't achieve this. Because it's easy at first to write down all the reasons why this seems impossible. Can't do it. Unrealistic. Unattainable. You can't do it. It's not a part of the SMART goals process. It just won't work. Your limiting factors, your disabilities, your ADD, you know, your stutter, your communication level, your professional level, your instinctual level, your risk-taking factors. You feel like all this, your environment, your family, your neighborhood, you can't do it. If you only knew, soldier. You may be wondering why I'm asking you to do this. Surely this is just counterproductive. Not quite. The first step to progression is to be honest and truthful with yourself. Embracing your negativity is the first step to stop it from defining you. I always said that, and I love that Mike put that in there, because in the 3 C's of change, which is a webinar, you could get that webinar right now. Jump on thecomfortkillers.com/webinar. You could get that right now. What I say, the first C is to confront, because a lot of people try to dash into the solving of a problem without even confronting and embracing and appreciating that they could actually think negative. I know you're wondering, Stace, why are you even saying to appreciate thinking negatively? Because you're actually thinking. Some people are brain dead, live in a coma. They can't think. They are way away. They're unable to communicate with themselves and their higher selves. We have to now put it to this baseline terms of, wow, I appreciate the fact that I could actually think negatively, because when you realize that, and when you're aware of that and conscious of that, then you can say, okay, I can actually change that and think positively about myself. So to confront is to commit, is to create. That is the 3 C's of change. And that's why I love that this is in there. Write down 20 reasons why you won't achieve that one goal that you dream to achieve, okay? Because it's going to come out. It's all of it's going to come out. So here are the three concepts in which I'm going to give you examples in my own life, okay? That is the value. The value is in my experience, comfort killers. So the first one is, we are not as unique as we think, okay? Some people are tall, others are short, some people love meat, others are vegetarian. I gave up meat in November. Every single human being is different in their own special and wonderful way. That being said, can some humans fly like an eagle and others can't? No. Good question. So what has this got to do with anything? So why are we not as unique as we think? right? Because here's the deal. There's people doing the very thing that you want to do. There's billionaires already, right? And if you dissect that billionaire, you'll find most often than not that these people come from almost similar beginnings, humble beginnings. These people have ADD. These people have a disability. These people were told that they couldn't do it. These people did not have the finances. These people didn't come from the great neighborhoods. These people didn't have a silver spoon, gold spoon in their mouth, right? These people had to fight. These people's first jobs were at McDonald's flipping burgers. These people were told that they would not achieve the very things. They were told it was impossible. Me, coming from my experience, Stacey A. Cross, I always believed, what am I doing in this space? There's other people that are greater, doing bigger and better things than I. And here I come with this small voice, huge personality, tons of energy spilling out. Here I come. Where do I fit in? What do I say? What do I do? I don't have the techniques. I don't have the finances. I don't even have the expertise to speak the way that I believe that they should be, right? In that space. But at the end of the day, when I dissected all those other people that made it, the great ones, the successful ones, when I pulled back, unveiled the veil, unfiltered the filter, when I realized and became aware that these folks, these people were and is just average, normal people, everyday people that decided that they were a great person, that decided that they were to be a successful person, that decided that they can do it against all means necessary, even when adversity hit them, they were still able to trek on, not tarry there. They came up from the same humble beginning, some even worse off. When you look behind the curtain, some even worse off than where you are. So let's say, you know, you're short, you're 5'3", right? You're overweight. Can you be a NBA basketball player if that's your dream? Shit, yeah, lose the weight. Go do it. There's people, Spud Webb, you know? There's people that did it. And the cause of it is you just don't believe you can do it. And once we get back and say, you know what, I'm not like this special person that can't do anything. I'm, you know, I have all these things that are, you know, weighing against me on a scale of life. These things, these negatives are really outweighing the positive. It's a feather on that other side. And all my other things are weighing this thing down. When you put it in perspective and say, you know what, there's other people that did it. And there's other people that did it with less than me. And I'm right now in this day and age, you have the internet. And this internet will allow you to reach your global reach. The world is so small at this point in time that your global reach, and for those that actually did it, made it, and created it now, they didn't have the internet. You know what I mean? So you have an advantage. So the way that you have to think of this is, and number one, the concept is we are not as unique as we think, is what I believe this to be is there's other people that are just like you that have achieved those great things. And you need to dissect them. You need to understand that they came from a place, some of them even worse than you. Number two, it still is relative, okay? So here's the deal. A little math challenge for you. I have 3 apples. I buy another 4 apples. And then my friend doubles all the apples I have. How many apples do I have? If your answer is 14, well done. Okay? You were able to perform a relatively simple math equation. Now imagine I ask that to a 5-year-old. Do you think they'll be able to do it? I bet they'll say, that's impossible. If I were to ask you to make 100,000 pounds, because this guy's from UK, Mike, from 100 pounds, you're likely going to find it a lot harder than if I were to tell a millionaire to make 100,000 pounds. Not only is this due to the millionaire having to make a significantly lower return, 10% to 1,000%, but also due to the fact that the millionaire has significantly fewer mental barriers too. He's already done it before. He will see no reason why he cannot do it again. This is why it is important to realize the importance of relativity and the exponential effect it has. Instead of trying to turn $1 into $256, try turning it into two first. That's definitely feasible. With this two, you could then turn it into four, then to 8, 16, 32, 64, 128, and then 256. Instead of trying to increase your income 256 times, you only need to double it 8 times. Notice the huge psychological difference that makes. Now this right here, the relativity that Mike is talking about, in my case, you know, coming into this big arena of the personal development space, there's some things that had to be relative for my understanding, right? For instance, I went to Cleveland. I was asked and invited to speak, my first speaking engagement at the Hispanic Fund. Number one, I haven't had a speaking engagement before, right? Number two, I haven't spoken in front of that many people before in where all eyes are on me. I'm like the keynote, right? So I'm going to go in there. I am going to go in there with a full-fledged, fearful, I can't do it. Because I haven't done it. So guess what? It's small enough to say, I'm going to crush this. So what I had to do, self-talk myself to death. I was, Stace, you're going to crush it. You're going to kill it. This is easy. This is nothing. Your goal is to get a whole auditorium filled. Your goal is to get an arena filled. So this right here is nothing. But then I did it and I realized it was something, right? I had to actually learn some things, connect with the audience, I'm moving around, I'm walking, I'm jesting, right? And I'm in control. Now, as far as relativity is concerned, let's go back to the thing here, the concept here at hand. As far as relativity is concerned now, if I go do another event with 100 people after tackling and defeating that one with 60, right? After I do that, is it not easier, right? Now, what is the fear like if I got that call to say, hey, listen, Stace, go speak in front of 200 people, right? I would have already done 60. It's not that big of a deal, right? I'll still get some fear coming my way, but I'll also know how the mechanics of a speaking engagement is. And also, I got the practice, still practicing every day. Doing this podcast has helped me out so much in my speaking abilities, even though sometimes, of course, I jumble over things. My communication kind of deafens sometimes. But I'm still able to practice this way of speaking and communicating with an audience, even though the audience is not here. So in relativity, I have boosted myself up. It's easier for me to handle this 200 person speaking engagement because I've done a 60 person speaking engagement. So now when I get 2,000, it's easier because of the 200, right? So that's what Mike is talking about in terms of how do I put it in perspective of what I'm doing, is this relativity works. I love what he said about you ask a 5-year-old to do that math challenge, they'll say it's impossible, right? But if you start with that 5-year-old, 2 + 2, and you break it down for them, it's not impossible. So what we're doing is tackling this huge, crazy beast of a goal, right, that you wrote on a paper, and you tackle it with every action. You break it down. You eat it in chunks, bite size, so it's easier digestible. Not like the damn steak that I ate in October. Number three, and a final one, is consistency leads to incredible things. Now, I'm going to read a little piece of this, but I have so much to say on this topic. Consistency leads to incredible things. Boy, I'm just going to go right in. See, when I first started, I said to myself, I'm willing right now to sacrifice the next 3 years of my life, not party, you know, save what I need to save, invest what I need to invest, work on my finances, work on this business. That's the first thing I said. I have to sacrifice 3 years. 3 years just fell right out the window. I started this when I was, how old was I? I was 34, okay? 34 years old, 35, 36, 37. That's 37. Willing to go even 5 years of sacrificing and even more if necessary. But I said to myself initially off the top, 3 years gone. Throw it away. But those 3 years, I'm going to 100%edly do everything in an opposite way that I've been doing in my previous businesses and when I've reached failure in the other, in the past. So I know that every day has to be dedicated to building this company, whether it's one article, two articles, whether it's engage on my social media, whether it's go to Cleveland, interview people, whether it's getting uncomfortable interviewing Grant Cardone, November 16th, okay? I know that every day has to be consistent actions to build this brand and company. Now let's see what Mike has to say. Because Mike is a weightlifting buff, genius. But listen to what he says. 2 years ago, I got into weightlifting. My goal was to bench 225 pounds. At the time, I could just about struggle at 60 kilograms. Now that's, maybe that's about, I don't even know. I gotta do the conversion rate, UK. You're supposed to put it in there for me. Instead of letting myself get demotivated, I told myself to just get in the gym each day and just do what I could. I would aim to bench 62.5, right, off of 60. And then when I got comfortable with that, I moved to 65 kilogram and so on. I had then 100 kilogram dream goal at the back of my mind, but I made sure it stayed there as constantly thinking about it, it would demotivate me. Instead, I focused on what I could achieve right now relative to me. We go back to relativity. Within a year, I ended up benching 100 kilogram, and it was one of my best feelings I ever had. Not because I could bench 100, but because I was able to break down such a daunting goal and tackle it day by day to achieve it. Now, let me put it in terms of my marathon running, right? So I have this big goal, a marathon, run a marathon. If I were to get up right now and run a marathon, I would fail and I would stop at maybe the 5 minute mark, which is probably less than a mile. And so what I'm doing is I know I'm training to at least run 3-4 hours, probably longer because I'm walking some, right? 3-4 hours straight. So I started off running around the track and never got around the track, okay? So running maybe 30 seconds, 30, 40 seconds, coming into a deep breathing like I'm going to die, like I'm going to faint. Going back to the gym, making a goal of running 10 minutes, okay? Now, I don't know what it is, but running on the treadmill is a lot easier than running in the track. So when at my first time running on the treadmill for 10 minutes straight, I felt so accomplished. It was only 10 minutes, right? It's nothing in terms of a marathon, but it's building my body, building my muscle, allowing me to focus on breathing, allowing me to focus on strength and cadency. Excuse me. So building up and crushing this huge goal of running a marathon and chopping it up into bite-sized pieces. Now, just 3 weeks ago is my first time since starting to run in August. 3 weeks ago was my first time to make it around that track. Okay, the beast. I call it the dragon. To make it around that track one whole time without stopping. Feeling like I could actually go two times, but stopping because I knew that that was an achievement. When I started on August 1, the only thing I could do was run half of the track, but feeling like totally stupor, like crushed, lungs crushed. In the gym now, back on the treadmill, I'm able to run at a higher pace for 6 to 10 minutes. Higher pace. I'm talking a pace of maybe 6.0, 5.8 to 6.0. Now, there's a huge goal. I'm nowhere thinking of a marathon. Every time I'm at the gym, I'm not thinking, oh my God, I have to run 26.2 miles. No, I'm thinking, let me dash off this mile first. And that's how consistency over time will lead to incredible things. Because it's going to lead me to a marathon. I hope you know that, comfort killer. So in closing, and words straight from Mike, you already have all the necessary tools to unleash your potential. As long as you focus on being a better version of yourself each day, just by a tiny little, not only will you feel like you are making progress, but you will realize that you are well and truly capable of turning your dreams into reality. Bite-sized, crushable, eatable goals. But have a big, scary goal. No one ever said it's unreasonable and unrealistic to have a big goal and big dream. Be a billionaire. Yes. That's what this is all about. Getting uncomfortable every point in your life. I move my comfort level up to discomfort all the time. So that's my question. How can I get uncomfortable at this point? What can I do to get a little bit more uncomfortable? I need discomfort. I need to grow. That's the only way my muscles are going to grow. My confidence is going to grow. My self-worth is going to grow. My attitude's going to grow. You know, everything. That's just how everything is going to grow. So I want to thank, first of all, author Mike Tawaya. I gotta actually have him send me over this thing. Thank you so much for joining the Comfort Killers and writing such an amazing article. I want you guys to take a step back, write some of the biggest things down that you want to achieve. Write the reasons why you think you can't achieve it. Then go right back, thank yourself for even thinking up some big monster, scary goals like that, because hey, that's not average, man. You are not average. You do whatever it takes, man. So you write that on a piece of paper, then you flip the paper, okay? Now it is day one. You break down those goals and you do it every day and realize that people have achieved. People already have achieved these amazing things, okay? And dissect that and you will know where you stand. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name. Until next time, remain uncomfortable.